Welcome to picturesque Pasadena, sunsplash Southern California, as the Washington Huskies and the Ohio State Buckeyes get ready for the 105th Rose Bowl game. And it's time for our keys to the game. They're brought to you by your local Northwest Chevy dealer and the all-new Chevy Traverse. Damon Heward, we are moments away from kickoff. What are your keys?
Well, you know, anytime there's a layoff, you get back to the fundamentals, tackling, turnovers, special teams. You've seen so many of these games in the bowl games where it comes down to those little things right there. A kick return, a punt block, a field goal block, a special interception. Tackling, turnover, special teams, number one. Number two for this Husky offense, pass protection, especially on the money downs, third down and fourth down. This is the best front four they've seen. They get after the quarterback, three sacks a game. Got to protect Jake, give an opportunity to throw the football downfield. Last but not least for the Husky defense, they got to get Dwayne Haskins off his spot. You might not sack him, but you better get to him, make him move around, and get off the field on third down to have a chance.
All right, UW fans, Tulalip Resort Casino invites you to discover the unrivaled power of one card. The only rewards card you need to earn points and rewards at all three of your favorite casinos. One card, details at TulalipCasino.com. The opening kickoff is coming up next from the Rose Bowl game. It's the Washington Huskies and the Ohio State Buckeyes on the Washington IMG Sports Network. We're about 10 minutes away from kickoff at the 105th Rose Bowl game. The Washington Huskies, champions of the Pac-12, ranked number 9 in the country against number 6 Ohio State, the Big Ten champion, 12-1 on the season. And the opponent for the Huskies here in their 15th ever Rose Bowl appearance. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the 105th Rose Bowl game on the Washington IMG Sports Network. It is absolutely gorgeous here in Pasadena. The San Gabriel Mountains off to our left as we've got a stadium, a half purple and half scarlet. It's Washington and Ohio State in the Rose Bowl game. Let's go down to a perfectly manicured sideline in Elise Woodward.
You guys, it is just so absolutely beautiful right now. It's 60 degrees and the field, it looks like field turf. It is in such great shape. And, you know, unlike the last playing surface in San Francisco, the Pac-12 championship game that was kind of torn up and beat up a little bit, this is in pristine condition. Dante Pettis was down here on the sideline and he said, man, I wish I was playing in this game so bad. This field looks so pretty. And I said, yeah, this field doesn't look like your guys'. He goes, nope. But it's a beautiful day here. It's 60 degrees. There was a high wind warning that was issued last night. But so far, there's been a few gusts of breeze. But I don't think it's anything right now that's going to affect this game. It's perfect, guys.
Yeah, well, we'll keep an eye on it throughout the course of the game because we've seen at moments the flag does kind of whip a little bit. And obviously, Ohio State loves to throw the football. They are number 2 in the country in passing yards, and certainly Dwayne Haskins, their sophomore quarterback, a Heisman finalist, threw for a Big Ten record 47 touchdown passes this year. On the flip side, the Husky secondary gave up just 9 touchdown passes this year, Damon.
Something's got to give, right? I mean, that's the storyline. That's what everyone's excited to see here. Can this Husky secondary and defense, can they slow this Ohio State offense juggernaut down? It'll be awesome to see it play out.
It is time for the national anthem performed by the Ohio State Marching Band. Absolute perfect precision and perfect timing. Fireworks going off at the Rose Bowl. as we are moments away from kickoff between number 6 Ohio State, number 9 Washington. Damon, we opened up the year 4 months ago with a huge game in Atlanta. It was number 6 versus number 9.
Yeah.
The Huskies have been on this stage before, and certainly not new to the New Year's 6 scene either. That helps. The fact that they, even though they lost those games against Alabama and Penn State the last 2 years, this Husky team is not afraid of this stage.
No, they're seasoned. They've been on this big stage before. This one, a little bit bigger, but for sure not going to be too big for this senior class especially, who's played in so many games and big games. But this is awesome. This is what it's all about, that plane flying over. Boy, that makes you proud to be an American on New Year's Day and just feel that energy in this place right now. This is what college football is all about.
Yep, goosebumps. Flash bulbs are popping all throughout the
stadium. I don't understand, though. Why aren't the players on the field when that plane flies by playing the national anthem? I mean, I tell you what.
They're in the tunnel.
They're in the tunnel. I think they felt that plane, but boy, they did nothing like that.
Yeah, they are jumping around as Go Huskies breaks out through the stadium here at the Rose Bowl game. Damon, we've talked so much about Ohio State's offense against Washington's defense, strength on strength. But sometimes in games like that where you have two elite units going head-to-head, they kind of neutralize, they average out somewhere in the middle, and then it kind of goes down to the secondary storylines. Can the Husky offense punch the ball into the end zone once they get into the red zone?
Yeah.
And secondly, special teams. Does anybody have an advantage in that category today?
Yeah, that's going to be huge, and no doubt about it. The Huskies have had their kicking game problems. They've struggled in the field goal unit. They've struggled at times covering the kickoff. So we'll see. Those play huge. And, again, I talked about that in the pregame, some of the keys to the game. It's just that special teams tackling the turnovers. But special teams play such a huge role in these games, especially when there's been a bunch of time off. But, yeah, I'm curious, too. Can this Husky offense figure out a way to score some touchdowns when they get down in the red zone? They've moved the ball, they've controlled the clock, they've put up some good numbers, but you got to score touchdowns, not just field goals, when they get down there today to keep up with the Buckeyes.
These are the two winningest head coaches, active head coaches, in all of college football. Urban Meyer, in his final game with the Ohio State Buckeyes, will be retiring immediately upon the conclusion of this game. And Chris Peterson, the leader of the Washington Huskies, who has resurrected this proud program and brought it to a 15th Rose Bowl game. Washington 7-6-1 in its previous 14 Rose Bowls. You got to go back all the way to 1924, 95 years ago today, to the first Rose Bowl appearance, and it's something Washington has touched many, many times since.
Yeah, and for Husky fans, you know, we've been talking about this for a long time, how bad this program, Husky Nation, needed a trip to the Rose Bowl. And as you can see here today, there is so much purple in the crowd. They made the journey from the Northwest down here. And this is what Husky fans love. This tradition, this game, this pageantry, the history. And we've been here before, and we love coming here. And to be on the stage is what it's all about. And such a proud moment.
Here come the Ohio State Buckeyes. They're the home team today in their scarlet jerseys, gray helmets, gray pants, onto the field here at the Rose Bowl. The Big Ten champs went 12-1 this year, had some struggles with their defense at times, lost to Purdue 49-20 earlier this season, but got things straightened out and offensively exploded in the last three games of the season, including beating Michigan 62-39. And now, here come the Washington Huskies, the champions of the Pac-12 Conference at 10-3 on the year. They come onto the Rose Bowl field for their first Rose Bowl game appearance in 18 years. January 1st, 2001, a win against the Purdue Boilermakers, led by Marcus Tuiasosopo, against, at the time, what was a Purdue offense that everybody said couldn't be stopped.
Right, and Drew Brees, the most prolific quarterback in NFL history, was on the field that day. The Huskies got it done. Can they do it again today?
As there's the purple haze that kind of is lifting here over the stadium. And now time for the coin toss as the Huskies send their senior captains out. Jake Browning, JoJo McIntosh, Ben Burkervin, and Miles Gaskin to the rows at the 50-yard line for today's coin toss, to be officiated by John McDade, the head referee today, in charge of this SEC crew at the 105th Rose Bowl game, Washington and Ohio State.
Congratulations on winning your respective conference championships and being selected to play in the 105th Rose Bowl game presented by Northwestern Mutual. I am John McDade. This is Tom Quick. We're from the Southeastern Conference. It is my pleasure and honor to introduce to you today our distinguished guest, President of the Tournament of Roses, Mr. Gerald Freeney.
Remember, Damon, Mr. the Huskies Freeney have gotten unlucky on many coin tosses this year. They've won just two
deal
out of 14.
It's not their deal.
And here that, is the coin
is
toss.
The coin.
Corey Littleton is the
side,
road dog legend
here tonight.
We have
the Ohio State University Buckeye logo. And on this side, we have the black block W representing the University of Washington Huskies. Mr. Freeney will flip the coin in the air and let it hit the ground. The team that wins the toss is the logo that's facing up. Mr. Freeney, would you do the honor, please?
A high end-over-end toss lands on the rose.
I have the block W for Washington facing heads up. It is your choice.
Well, we didn't have to call heads or tails, right? It was just, it was what it was.
Which goal? Put your backs over here.
You guys over here?
Ohio State, put your backs over here. Washington has won the toss, is deferring their option to the second half. Ohio State will receive to begin the game.
How about that, Damon? Dogs will kick it away, and we'll have strength on strength right out of the gate here at the 105th Rose Bowl game, the number two offense in the country against the Huskies' top five nationally scoring defense, averaging just 15 and a half points allowed per game. The Dogs will be kicking it away.
Corey Littleton was the Huskies' road dog captain, plays right here. Los Angeles Rams was a great Husky. Undrafted free agents, really made a name for himself as a starter for the Rams right down the road here. Great to have him in the house and out there as an honorary captain this afternoon.
Washington in the road. White jerseys, gold helmets, purple pants. We'll be kicking it away from right to left here. Heading in toward the San Gabriel Mountain that's kind of popped out to our left at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. Washington 10-3 on the year, but a big winning streak of four in a row to close out November, including an Apple Cup win against the other very prolific passing offense in the nation in Washington State, and then an amazing defensive performance against Utah to claim the conference crown. DeMario McCall, sophomore kick returner, averages 19.5 yards per return. He's back for the Buckeyes as Peyton Henry puts the ball on the tee at the 35-yard line. And the 105th Rose Bowl game is underway. An end-over-end kick that goes over McCall's head into the end zone, and Ohio State will bring it out to the 25-yard line.
Man, this is just so awesome. This sea of purple we see here across the way from us here at the Rose Bowl. Been 18 long years. This is what college football, Husky football, is all about.
Ohio State sends out its prolific quarterback, sophomore Dwayne Haskins, onto the field, a Heisman Trophy finalist. He set Big Ten records with over 4,500 yards passing, 47 touchdowns, six times was the conference offensive player of the week. There's movement along the line on the very first play. It's a false start against Ohio State.
False start.
The third
52
most
offense
penalized team in all of college football goes backwards on the first play from scrimmage.
That's a great start for this Husky defense. And looking at him here, like going a little bit small. I see Brandon Wellington in there starting at linebacker. Again, want to get the speed on the field. Miles Bryant.
Paris Campbell comes in motion. Instead, they'll run right up the middle. And it looks like he's hit at the line of scrimmage and pushed backwards for maybe a loss of one on the play. As the Husky defense was there to stop J.K. Dobbins. Miles Bryant, the Pasadena kid, and Shane Bowman teaming up on the tackle, brings up second down and 15. Straight to the line, snap to Haskins. Bubble screen, Paris Campbell. Oh, he gets leveled. Beautiful hit there by Brandon Wellington, who sniffed out the play. It's a loss of two.
This could not be a better start for this Husky defense. The penalty, stuff him on the inside zone. The quick screen out to the boundary. Great job by Wellington, breaking through a block, blowing that thing up. You force third and 17 versus this defense. Good luck.
He read it like he's seen it on film a million times. Third and 17 for the Buckeyes, opening drive of the Rose Bowl game. Haskins out of the shotgun, trying to change the play. He's in an empty backfield, five wide, trip set to the left. Right hash mark, 18-yard line. Snap to Haskins, back to pass at the 10. A little pressure, steps up in the pocket. And now he's going to be dragged to the ground by Ryan Bowman, who got to the quarterback and forces the Buckeyes off the field, a three and out on the opening drive of the ball game.
And Dwayne Haskins has not seen coverage like that on the back end. The Huskies dropped off into a zone coverage, but then they're so sticky when the players break into their routes. Great route recognition, and Ryan Bowman kept fighting and fighting and fighting, and finally got there for the sack, and what a start.
Aaron Fuller on to return the punt from Drew Chrisman, a sophomore from Cincinnati, who leads the Big Ten in net punting, 42.2 yards per boot. Good snap, Chrisman gets it away. Aaron Fuller has to retreat all the way to the 30, calls for a fair catch, and takes it in at the 29-yard line. Good punt from Chrisman. Will reverse the field, a 53-yard punt. And that'll bring us to Washington's first offensive series of the ball game. And for the final time, for the 53rd and final time, Jake Browning is onto the field as the starting quarterback for the Huskies. The Folsom Flinger, a California kid, finishing his career at the Rose Bowl game. Miles Gaskin is lined up behind him as Browning's under center here, and they'll go with an I formation. Cade Otten ahead of Miles Gaskin. 30-yard line for the first play for the Huskies. They'll pitch left side. Gaskin gets to the edge. Gaskin 30, 35, and bumped down to the 36-yard line. Miles Gaskin with a nice chunky yardage on first down. Damon Arnett knocked him down.
Yeah, nice job that time. Motion the fullback, Cade Otten. Cracked down Drew Sample, and a nice lane there. He'd take 5 yards on first down every time.
Miles Gaskin, second team, all Pac-12. He's behind Jake Browning in a pistol look on second and five, and now he moves to Browning's right hip. Opening drive for the Huskies, scoreless first quarter at the Rose Bowl. Snap to Browning. He'll check down to Gaskin, who that play got sniffed out in a hurry. It's going to be a big loss. Draymond Jones, the future pro, a loss of six on the play at the 29-yard line. It'll be third and long for the Dogs.
Well, they brought the blitz right up the middle, kind of a key blitz last second. Jake Browning had to get it out of his hands in a hurry. Caleb McGarry kind of slipped on his feet out there, allowed that edge rusher to run right to Miles on the swing for a loss of six.
Huskies have been practicing on grass all week long, Damon, to try to get used to the change in what they're used to. But third down coming up, Savannah Ahmed in the game at running back for the Huskies. Scoreless first quarter at the Rose Bowl. Browning out of a shotgun trip set off to the left. Snap to Jake, drops back to the 21, has to let it fly up the left side. Andre Bocelli almost had a fantastic catch at the 48-yard line, but he was well covered by Sean Wade. Broke away from the cornerback, but just couldn't Inspector Gadget it in. He just fumbled it away. It'll be fourth down.
Yep, got the inside fade route and the man-to-man coverage that time. Had a chance, really a pretty good throw by Jake,
yeah.
Only where Bocelli could get it, just couldn't come down with it. Got to make a play there, Andre.
Real quick break, and then snap to Joel Whitford for the punt. K.J. Hill back to return it. He's going to call for a fair catch. Backpedaling to the 22-yard line. And so how about this? Two, three and outs. Defense ruling the day after a 48-yard punt from Joel Whitford. The Buckeyes will take a second crack at it when we continue from the Rose Bowl in a moment. Washington and Ohio State are scoreless on the Washington IMG Sports Network. Both teams go three and out on the first drive of the Rose Bowl game. Washington and Ohio State are scoreless. Buckeyes will have the ball at their own 23-yard line for their second drive. Ryan Bowman, who led the team in sacks last year with 5.5, got his first sack of the season on the last Ohio State drive to force the Buckeyes to punt the ball. So we go down to the sidelines to Elise.
Well, you guys, you have to imagine there's a lot of nerves, adrenaline, excitement to play in this Rose Bowl, the granddaddy of them all. The players on that first possession, extremely fired up, hopping up and down on the sideline. And then after the offensive possession where they go three out on the other end, the timeout, and you can see guys kind of focused in and maybe time to take a breath, relax, and it's a football game to be played out here. But boy, there is so much adrenaline, you can just feel it down here on the sideline.
Yeah, it's everywhere in the stadium, Elise, as Mike Weber is the running back to open up the second drive for Ohio State. Haskins out of the shotgun, too wide to his left. Snap to Haskins, drops back to the 15, has time, slings it out to the left. Caught by Campbell, breaks a tackle, goes up the left sideline, and ducks out of bounds at the 25-yard line. A pickup of two or three on the play. Jordan Miller and Miles Bryant forced him out.
Good coverage that time. Forced Haskins to get to his outlet there. Only a gain of two.
Second down coming up. Haskins will run it up the middle. Weber, ooh, breaks through the first line of defense and gets up to the 35-yard line. A quick gain of 10 on the play. Mike Weber, second leading rusher for the Buckeyes. 858 yards on the season, but they've got a couple of good ones as JoJo McIntosh made the stop. Now tempo for Ohio State from the 35-yard line. Snap to Haskins. He's back to pass. Corner blitz coming. Great Gaines giving him chase, and Gaines will knock him out of bounds with a hard hit after a pickup of one. Haskins actually fumbled it out of bounds, but it'll be second down and 9 for Ohio State, and Miles Bryant was coming off the corner.
Yeah, they love to bring that blitz off the edge. Miles Bryant does such a great job that time, timing the snap count, getting Haskins off the spot, forcing him to move. And Greg Gaines chasing him out of bounds.
Scoreless first quarter at the Rose Bowl game. Buckeyes have the football. They'll run it up the middle with Weber again. Oh, big hole for Weber across the 40, 45, and knocked down to the 49-yard line. And so Ohio State, with Mike Weber in the ball game, has been able to run the football. 13 yards. JoJo McIntosh makes the stop.
And both those plays, just a really quick count. It's like the Husky defensive line not quite set. Ohio State just getting off the ball a little bit faster.
Haskins in a shotgun. They'll run it with Weber again. Again, right up the middle before Ben Burr-Kirvin hit him, but he plows forward to the 40-yard line. Another gain of 10 on the play. Might have got a first down.
Now, this is the biggest O-line we've faced all year as well. And, you know, they have lost a couple of starters to injury over the year, but a couple of really big-time players, especially center Michael Jordan, right tackle Isaiah Prince. Very athletic, consistent players who played a lot of football.
Jalen Johnson, Shane Bowman, and Josiah Bronson check out of the game. They got great gains down there. Joe Tryon and Ryan Bowman on the edges. Snap to Haskins. Haskins back to pass. Fires over the middle. Incomplete. It was intended for the tight end. It was open for a moment. He got hit by Brandon McKinney, but that was a deep downfield throw that was just a little bit behind the intended target.
It was. Haskins had all day to throw the football this time, and it took the tight end a while to get down there on the deep over. Just a little bit low, but two hands on that football. Farrell should have caught it.
Ohio State has the ball at the Washington 40-yard line. Scoreless first quarter at the Rose Bowl game. Haskins might be changing the play here as he crouches up to the line of scrimmage. Now returns to his shotgun position. Husky fans making some noise. They'll throw a bubble screen out to K.J. Hill, and he just missed him. He was wide open on the little bubble screen, but threw it wide to the right, and Haskins has looked a little shaky here early in this first quarter.
Yeah, he got to the sack, got to him early, and missed the last two throws there pretty bad. Normally pretty accurate quarterback, completing 70% of his passes.
Third down and 10 for Ohio State, 5 wide in the ballgame. Haskins out of the shotgun. McCall comes in motion. Now he lines up next to Haskins, and they'll try to run the football with McCall. Oh, he broke through the tackle of Joe Tryon. He picks up a good 8 or 9 yards to create fourth and very short. And Ohio State likes to go for it on fourth and short. Elijah Molden brings him down. This will be interesting from the 31 of Washington to see what they do.
Well, I think if they're running the ball on third and 10, I think they went into that play and saying we're in 4-down territory. And
pistol formation, Mike Weber behind Dwayne Haskins. They bring Olave in motion, and they'll run it with Weber. Weber gets past the 30, gets past the 20, left sideline, and finally knocked out of bounds by JoJo McIntosh and Brandon McKinney. But a big first down as Ohio State is the first team in the red zone today, 18 yards.
Yeah, that fly sweep motion that they did there, bringing the receiver across the formation, just distracts the eyes of the linebackers a little bit and allows for that running back to find that open grass. He just ran away from JoJo McIntosh that time.
So after both teams go 3 and out on their opening drives, Ohio State's second drive has marched down the field. 9 plays, 65 yards. This is the 10th snap for the Buckeyes. They've got it at the Washington 12. Haskins out of the shotgun. They'll fake a play action to Weber, throw it over the middle, and Tevis Bartlett knocks the pass away. Nice pass breakup by Tevis Bartlett, the senior.
Yeah, little RPO that time, little play fake, and wanted to throw the slant route, but Tevis Bartlett saw it, read it, wasn't going to get there, jump up, almost intercepted that football.
Brings up second down as they'll send Terry McLaurin wide to the left, two wide to the right. Haskins out of a shotgun from the 12-yard line. Snap to Haskins, play action. Throws over the middle, wide open, caught. Paris Campbell, touchdown, Ohio State. 12 yards, the 48th touchdown pass of the year for Dwayne Haskins, and the Buckeyes strike first at the Rose Bowl game.
Well, that's just an absolute blown coverage. You don't see guys get that open versus this Husky defense very often. I saw some communication, got lined up late. Miles Bryant and Taylor Rapp, complete miscommunication as Campbell ran wide open down the seam for the touchdown.
And he's now over 1,000 yards receiving on the season. That was his 12th touchdown catch. The PAT on the way is good by Blake Habiel. And it brings us to a timeout. 11 play, 77-yard drive for Ohio State. They march right down the field and take a 7-0 lead on Washington in the first quarter at the Rose Bowl game on the Washington IMG Sports Network. Dwayne Haskins with his 48th touchdown pass of the season. Just the 10th touchdown pass allowed by this great Husky secondary all year long. Gives Ohio State a 7-0 lead at the Rose Bowl game. But I'll tell you, it really wasn't the passing game that hurt the Huskies on that drive. It was the Buckeye running game, Dan.
Yeah, it was. And it was just quick snaps inside zone. And that offensive line for the Buckeyes just firing off the football, creating lanes, getting on top to the next level on the linebackers. Ben Burkervin, Brandon Wellington, just a great job covering them up and able to run the football 10 yards a pop and then got down there with the play-action pass. Just some, you notice the miscommunication there. They were not aligned up. They were not set. Miles and Taylor were, like, talking to each other as that ball was snapped. One rushed the quarterback. One was not where he was supposed to be. And just a total blown coverage. You don't see that often with the Jimmy Lake defense.
Everybody gets treated like an all-star athlete at UW Medicine with same-day appointments available throughout the Puget Sound area. UW Medicine, because dogs care. Learn more at uwmedicine.org/dogscare. That's uwmedicine.org/DAWGS care. So the Huskies are going to get the football back after going three and out on their opening drive. But I thought what was really promising was on that first play, they were able to pitch it and get to the edge. Gaskin picked up five. It was when they tried to throw the football that things went backwards a little bit.
Yeah, I think it was that second down play on the swing route. You lose 7 yards, puts you in third and 12 against a team that can get after the quarterback and really bring that pass rush just a little too far. But you're right. You know, you've got to believe the Huskies are going to try to run that football, get Miles Gaskin going, and sustain some drives and keep that Buckeye offense off the field.
Sean McGrew is back to return the kickoff for the Huskies, waiting at his own one-yard line. As the Huskies are the road team today, their road white jerseys, purple pants. It'll be Blake Habiel teeing the ball up at the 35-yard line, approaching from left to right, an end-over-end kick that McGrew will come up and fair catch at the 5-yard line. So Washington brings it out to the 25, and Jake Browning and Miles Gaskin will give it another stab with Ohio State off to a 7-0 start against Washington. Miles Gaskin, third leading rusher in Pac-12 history. 25 career 100-yard games. Sure would love to see him get a 26th here in Pasadena today.
Kamari Pleasant,
yep,
surprisingly, in the backfield on this play.
So Kamari Pleasant, who hasn't played since the Stanford game when he suffered an injury, is lined up next to Jake Browning, who's out of the shotgun. They'll bring Savon Ahmed in motion, and they'll hand to Ahmed. Ahmed with speed to the edge, but he got tripped up on the play by Jordan Fuller as he tried to cut it north and south. It's a pickup of two up to the 27-yard line. They'll mark it at the 26. Give him one, second and nine.
Savon Ahmed, world-class speed, a guy you like to get a few touches to a game right there. Tried to fly sweep that time.
Change personnel pretty drastically here as they go Fuller and Bocelli wide right, Ty Jones wide left. Second down coming up for the Huskies, trailing 7-0 here at the Rose Bowl early. Snap to Browning, out of the shotgun, rolls out to the right. Browning on the run, throws it off to the right, incomplete, intended for Aaron Fuller up the right sideline, but Sean Wade was step for step with him in coverage. It brings up third down.
Yeah, Sean Wade all over him that time on the out route. Jake had some pressure in his face right away as well, bringing up another third and long. And the Buckeyes really good on third down, getting off the field. 30% in the country, 11th best.
Hunter Bryant is the tight end off to the left. Andre Bocelli is wide left. He's been by far the most frequent target in the last three games for the Huskies. And now a false start against Washington will back him up five more yards and create third and 14.
False start, 56. Offense, bobbing his head, simulating the start of the snap. 5-yard penalty, third down.
Don't see that very often.
Yeah, you don't. That's Nick Harris, the Inglewood native, grew up not too far from here in Pasadena. excited to be playing in the Rose Bowl game. You heard him with Elise Woodward in the pregame show. What a journey it's been for Nick Harris to get here. Was the starting guard last year. Worked hard to switch over to center this season. Third and 14 upcoming. Snap to Browning in a shotgun. It's a screen to Bocelli. Bocelli cuts north and south. 25-30. Bocelli close to the first down. Dragged down at the 33-yard line. He'll be 2 yards shy. Jordan Fuller was able to get to him just in time. And the Huskies are probably going to have to punt.
Like the play call that time. Ohio State very soft in their coverage. You know they're going to come after the quarterback with their pass rush. Just get the ball out of Jake's hand. Bocelli, a lot of speed out there and a nice block. Got 13 yards on that play.
Joel Whitford on to punt it away to K.J. Hill again. Huskies have it at their own 33, down 7-0. Good snap to Whitford. And an end-over-end punt. K.J. Hill comes up and takes it at the 28-yard line. A fair catch called, and that brings us to a timeout. Huskies 2 3-and-outs. Offensively, Ohio State will get the ball back with a 7-0 lead after the 39-yard punt by Joel Whitford as we step aside on the Washington IMG Sports Network. Sunshine, 60 degrees in the shadow of the San Gabriel Mountains here, and just a beautiful day in Pasadena with a whole lot of purple and a whole lot of scarlet. It's Washington and Ohio State here in the 105th Rose Bowl game. UW fans, Tulalip Resort Casino invites you to discover the unrivaled power of one card, the only rewards card you need to earn points and rewards at all three of your favorite casinos. One card, details at TulalipCasino.com. Husky defense gave up 62 yards rushing on 6 carries last drive. It allowed Ohio State to go down the field and take a 7-0 lead.
Okay, so where's Taylor Rapp?
He's not on the field here as Brandon McKinney and JoJo McIntosh are the safeties for the opening play.
So, yeah, Taylor dealing with a hip injury. Didn't practice a whole lot. Got hurt in that Pac-12 championship game.
It's a pistol formation with Dwayne Haskins lined up to take the snap. He'll hand off J.K. Dobbins right up the middle, and he gets drugged to the ground, I think, by Ben Burke-Kirvin. It was D.J. Beavers. Good to see D.J. Beavers making some plays. He opened up his season with 8 tackles against Auburn, then had the injury that kept him out all the way until late in the year, but he's made some plays down the stretch, and he's back on the field healthy here for the Rose Bowl game. Second down and 8. Snap to Haskins. Oh, he got pressured. Pass is incomplete. Intended for Johnny Dixon over the middle. Miles Bryant came off the edge and really rushed the quarterback.
Yeah, nice timely blitz again by Miles Bryant that time. Forced Haskins off the spot. Had to throw that ball in a hurry on the shallow cross.
Personnel change and now a blitz. They'll throw out to the left. J.K. Dobbins with the catch. He falls forward to the 37-yard line, a yard shy of the first down. It was Jordan Miller that saved the first down. But there are flags, on the far side of the field. Maybe an illegal substitution because the Huskies were running a lot of players on and off. SEC crew today, John McDade, the referee.
Illegal substitution on the defense. The 12th player, the substitute, was unable to get off the field prior to the snap. 5-yard penalty from the previous spot, third down.
So Ohio State will take 3rd and 2 rather than 4th and 1. And the Buckeyes with a 7-0 lead here at the Rose Bowl game will have the ball from the right hash mark, 36.5-yard line. They need to get up to the 38. Joe Tryon, Greg Gaines, Levi Onzarike, Benning Potawai on the defensive line. They'll run it with Haskins. He gets ripped down. Benning Potawai comes off the edge. Ben Burke-Kirvin helps him out as well, and the Husky defense comes up with a stop.
And time again, this Husky defense has been so good on the money downs on third down right there. Haskins tries to keep it on the zone read. Benny Potawai all over it. Huge third down stop with so much momentum going Ohio State's way early in this game.
Yep, Buckeyes lead 7-0. Drew Chrisman on for his second punt. His first one went 52 yards. Aaron Fuller standing at his own 20 waiting for it. There's a snap to Chrisman. Huskies bring a little pressure, but he gets it away. And Aaron Fuller steps up and calls for a fair catch at the 24-yard line. That's where Washington will have the football. 41-yard punt, no return. 6:16 left in the first quarter, and Ohio State has a 7-0 lead over Washington here at the Rose Bowl game. So, third time's a charm, they say,
right,
Damon. And so after the first two, go 3 and out for Washington. Let's see what the Husky offense does now on this next possession.
Miles Gaskin back in here to start this drive.
Trey Adams at the left tackle position next to Luke Wattenberg, Nick Harris, Jackson Kirkland, Caleb McGarry. It'll be an offset eye of Cade Otten as the fullback. Snap to Browning, play action. Browning rolls out to the right, has time, zips it over the middle, caught by Jordan Chin. His first reception of the season comes at the Rose Bowl. Huskies move the chains up to the 39-yard line, 15 yards and a first down.
Love the play action on first down. Bush Hamden loves to call that naked bootleg play right there. Flat was covered, deep corner route covered, but Chin wide open on that deep crossover. Great throw and catch.
The San Fernando native, his first career reception comes at the Rose Bowl. How about that? Man in motion is Savon Ahmed. They'll hand off Gaskin instead, who gets out of the grasp of one Buckeye and then gets bumped out of bounds for a loss of about one. They might have gotten him back to the line of scrimmage. Up around the 39-yard line, brings up second down and 10. Tough Borland, middle linebacker, raced over to make the stop.
Just really good penetration off the edge, brought the blitz, nowhere for Miles to go. Made something out of nothing, though.
Yep, he sure did. That could have been a big loss. Miles Gaskin, one of the best running backs in all of college football and maybe all of college football history. Really one of the more underappreciated guys nationally. Getting to end his career here at the Rose Bowl game, and that's good to see as we have a little stoppage of play. Some guys running onto the field to offer some water. And now I think we're about ready to return to live action. Ohio State leads 7-0 here at the Rose Bowl game. Sean McGrew is in it running back on second down. Trip set off to the left for the Huskies. Drew Sample comes in motion. They'll pitch left side McGrew. McGrew stutter step. Now he hits a hole. 40, 45, and dragged down by Malik Harrison at the 46-yard line. Nice run by Sean McGrew, who averages 4.5 yards a pop this season. He takes second and long and turns it into third and short.
Really nice patience by Sean that time.
And quickly to the line of scrimmage. They'll run it out into the flat where Andre Bocelli makes the catch and moves the chains up to the 50-yard line. First down for the Dogs as they got to the line quickly.
Yep, little quick screen that time.
One about the
shoestring
Buckeyes?
Tackle away from taking that to the house.
The Buckeyes open up with a lot of tempo, and now the Huskies matching the tempo on the last couple of plays. Browning out of a shotgun. Otten in motion right to left. They'll hand off Gaskin up the middle, waits for the hole to develop, and he falls forward for a gain of three after initial contact there. I think Malik Harrison was the first one on the spot. Brings up second down and seven for Washington's offense, which is into Ohio State territory for the first time today. Buckeyes lead 7-0.
Yeah. A couple of first downs, a little confidence going here.
Ohio State outgaining Washington 76-41 here through the first 10 minutes of the ballgame. 4:11 left in the first quarter. Browning in a shotgun, Gaskin on his left hip. Too wide to the left. And play action for Browning. Steps up in the pocket. Oh, he has to elude some pressure. Good footwork by Jake as he takes off and runs. 45-40 and then hit hard. Knocked out of bounds at the 39-yard line by Tough Borland. Browning absorbs the hit. He runs for eight, picks up the first down.
Well, he's so underappreciated as a runner, but has a great feel in the pocket. Kind of knew when to move right there. Did the old Fran Tarkenton spin around.
It looked dangerous for
Caleb,
a moment.
Caleb Damon. McGarry out in front of him. And
hand off Gaskin. Gaskin, stretch run, 35-30, and Gaskin down to the 28-yard line. Damon Arnett saved that from maybe being a touchdown, and the Huskies have some momentum after an 11-yard run by Miles Gaskin. Quickly to the line. Huskies running tempo. I love it. Jake Browning takes a snap, throws out into the flat, caught by Fuller, 25, and then hit hard around the 23-yard line. Brendan White came up from the safety position to make the stop.
Yeah, this tempo has Ohio State on their heels.
Quickly to the line again for the Huskies. And now flags fly as Browning takes a snap, and he looks a little upset about something. It might have been a false start.
Well, I think it might have been a timeout.
False start.
Oh, yep.
51, offense. 5-yard penalty, second down.
Jackson Kirkland moving at the right guard spot. Saw his dad, Dean, here making the trip to the Rose Bowl game. And Jackson Kirkland, 2018 freshman All-American, according to The Athletic. Has had a nice freshman year starting every single game, but sends the Huskies 5 yards backwards. It's going to be second and 10 now as Bocelli goes in motion. Snap to Browning, back to pass. Pads his feet, eludes a defender. Now rolls out to the left. Jake Browning going to run again. 30, 25. Jake Browning across the 20, and he ducks out at the 14-yard line. There's a flag right around where the line of scrimmage was. A gain of 14.
Offense. 10-yard penalty. Second down.
Trey Adams with the hold. And these penalties have been costly for the Huskies on this drive.
Yeah, and it just seems like they've been costly all year when they've gotten down here in the red zone. You see these holding calls in a situation like that, but Jake Browning getting it done with his feet once again. Just hate to see that play called back.
Today's game brought to you in part by Alaska Airlines. Alaska Airlines, we're with the Dogs. The Dogs facing second and 20 now at the 38-yard line. Sean McGrew in the game. Scratch that. It's Savon Ahmed. Snap to Browning. Pitches out to Ahmed. Ahmed up the right sideline across the 35, 30, and out of bounds at the 29-yard line. Brennan White pushing him out. But Ahmed got half of it back on third down and really on second and really long, and now they face third and 11.
Well, that was huge, and I think we're going to get a penalty here.
Yeah, now there's tempo, and Browning's trying to snap the football.
And they called that on the Huskies a few minutes ago, and they were slow to get off the field.
But I think Savon Ahmed. Well, no, he's out there right now. It looked like there was some substitution confusion, and Ohio State had about 18 players on the field as they were running a new package on and off, and I think Jake Browning was trying to quick snap it.
Respot the ball. It is now third down.
Let's go down to Elise.
Hey, guys, the officials meeting, they come up with a spot, but this crowd really upset because of the fact that that was called earlier, the illegal substitution on Washington, and Jake wanted to snap that ball. And so it's still going to be third and long here, third and 11.
Huskies trail 7-0 at the Rose Bowl as they send Aaron Fuller in motion right to left. Third down and 11. Snap to Browning. Slant pattern. Caught Andre Bocelli, 21-yard line. He's dragged to the ground by Kendall Sheffield. And it brings up fourth and 3. This would be a 38-yard field goal after the 8-yard gain. Damon, what do you do?
You kick it. Get a nice drive. Your defense had a few stops here against this Ohio State offense. Although the kicker struggled a little bit, he's been pretty good inside of 40, Peyton Henry.
He did hit a 41-yarder against Oregon earlier this year. He's 5-for-8 in field goals that are 30 to 39 yards this season. Race Porter to hold it, this one from 38. Good snap, good hold. The kick is on the way for Peyton Henry. An end-over-end kick that splits the uprights, and the Huskies are on the board here at the Rose Bowl game with a 38-yard field goal from Peyton Henry. It's Ohio State 7, Washington 3, 1:19 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, really nice drive that time by the Husky offense. Jake Browning getting it done, not only through the air, but with his feet. Tough penalty there on Trey Adams. Again, we kind of talked about on the onset, you get down in that red zone, you're going to need some touchdowns today. But feel good about getting 3 here on this drive. Just a 7-3 ball game here in the first quarter.
Today's game brought to you in part by Pac-12 Networks, covering the Conference of Champions like no other. Pac-12 Networks, where champions play. Let's go down to Elise.
Yeah, Damon, you were talking about that. I think it third and 20 after the two penalties on the same possession, and to be able to get some points out of it, I think Washington's offense has to feel pretty good. The 2-3 and outs, and then they were able to move the ball pretty much with ease there during that drive up until that, you know, third and 20 situation, but still moved it enough to be able to get that field goal. It was pretty huge.
Absolutely. An 11-play, 55-yard drive. The 8 up, 4 minutes and 57 seconds. And getting that defense some rest is really, really critical to allowing them to play at maximum efficiency against this Ohio State offense.
Yeah, no question. And Husky defense here should be rested up coming out onto the field. Done a pretty good job here. They did give up the one touchdown drive. But Dwayne Haskins, just 3-for-7, 14 yards here in the first quarter. Guy averages 370 yards passing a game. The Husky defense has to feel pretty good about what they've done stopping the pass.
Yeah, and, you know, talking to a lot of Washington's assistant coaches here ahead of this game, a lot of them say, of course, Haskins has the gaudy passing numbers, but what Urban Meyer really wants to do is run the football. And that's what they've been able to do so far, 10 carries, 62 yards. If the Huskies can you know, slow down the running game a little bit, they'll have every opportunity to do what they need to do defensively.
No question. Yeah, as all these passing numbers are beautiful, but they do. They're a run-first team, and they got two running backs in Weber and Dobbins, both very reliable, productive backs that split up the carries and stay fresh over the course of the game. So I expect to see a little bit more running from Ohio State on this drive.
Let's go back down to Elise.
Look, guys, Jake Browning talking to the offensive linemen here in this timeout situation with Scott Huff and patting them all on the shoulder pad and saying, well done, way to go. And then they were talking about the snap of the cadence of when he slaps his hands together, they haven't been going on the first clap from Jake Browning. He was talking about, you know, the adjustment in there. And I wouldn't be surprised if you see maybe they mix that up a little bit more on the next drive of when to go on which time he claps his hands together.
Yeah, good point, Elise. We'll have to keep an eye on that. As Bush Hamden said before the game, he wanted to try to keep things, throw some new wrinkles in here and there, but wanted to keep things as simple as possible. When you've got a month to prepare, you could rewrite the entire offense, but
exactly.
They wanted to keep it as consistent as possible. As Peyton Henry will boom away a kick to DeMario McCall. It bounces into the end zone and through. Ohio State will bring it out to the 25-yard line with a 7-3 lead over Washington, but the Huskies got on the board with an 11-play, 55-yard drive there.
And it looks like Taylor Rapp probably out for the afternoon, if I had to guess here, now two series in a row, him not in there.
Well, Brandon McKinney from nearby Orange, California, seeing a lot of reps here at the Rose Bowl game. Ohio State with the football at the 25-yard line. 7-0 lead, or 7-3 lead, rather, as they start their fourth drive. Now somebody moves for Ohio State's offensive line, and no whistles fly. Finally,
no,
a very late flag flies as I think, here we go.
False start.
Yep.
58 offense, 5-yard penalty, first down.
That's Joshua Alibi. He's the backup left tackle who's playing for the injured Thaler Munford, who was honorable mention All Big Ten this year. Buckeyes are the third most penalized team in college football. They go backward 5 yards. It's now first and 15. Run it up the middle. Looks like Mike Weber was looking for a hole, just couldn't find it, and he's tripped up at the 22-yard line by Shane Bowman. Senior playing his last game for the Huskies. There to make the tackle, a gain of 2, second down and 13. Bowman and his brother Ryan Bowman won a national championship together at Bellevue High School. They set out at the beginning of this year to win a Pac-12 championship together in their final year playing together for the Huskies, and they did it. Snap to Haskins, wants to throw deep down the right sideline, caught, and out of bounds across the 50 and all the way down to the 46-yard line. Terry McLaurin with the reception. Byron Murphy got lost a little bit there. I think he helped make the tackle. I don't think it was Byron Murphy's guy necessarily, but McLaurin was wide open on the right sideline, and they get quickly to the line. Snap to Haskins. They'll run the ball up the middle again. Bouncing off of one defender is Mike Weber up to the 44-yard line. Took a long route to get there as Miles Bryant and Ben Burkervin were in the area.
That was a corner route. Yeah, Miles played before, the big pass play, but Byron Murphy caught in the middle. No safety help over the top.
Second down and 8. Snap to Haskins again. He'll dump it off to the right. Caught by Weber. And he will move north and south across the 40 up to the 36-yard line and a first down for Ohio State. JoJo McIntosh makes the stop. But Mike Weber looks like the better of the two running backs, even though J.K. Dobbins has the better numbers this year.
Yeah, Mike Weber right there just lowered the boom on JoJo McIntosh. Fell forward for a first down.
That brings us to the end of the first quarter here in Pasadena. Ohio State with a football at the Washington 36-yard line when we start the second 15-minute session. Huskies trail 7-3. Second quarter coming up from Pasadena in a moment on the Washington IMG Sports Network.